Krishna Hare. So therefore I don't go outside the house unless it is an emergency. sitting away, the Lord was sitting inside. Now, however much the boy tried to preach to him philosophically, he is convinced about Krishna consciousness. The practice was not there. When the boy brought the deity, there was a change. Why? Because the Lord, being in the heart, is not creating vibrations. One devotee in Switzerland, he was destroying books. And then he went to a carpenter shop. It's a true story. And then he had his teaching of Lord Chaitanya. Then he was in some teachings of Lord Chaitanya in regards to the cover page. And this cover page was two brothers dancing in a golden form, a black background, and a lady in a golden color of God inside. Almost like they are falling behind while dancing. And then he gave this book to the carpenter. He said, why can't you see this book? Read this book. And the carpenter picked up the book and he saw the carpenter jump. He said, what happened to you? He said, sometime I rest in my shop. The carpenter said, he's not a devotee. He never met devotees. By seeing the picture of God in the eye on the top of the page, he jumped and he said, you know what? He said, these two figures, whenever I rest here, they dance in my shop. And I hear some kind of silver being played, some drums being played. And it's not scary, but I become very happy. What are this? Who are these people? And then this devotee said, he explained to them about Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And he went to this temple and he told his president, this is what happened. And the president asked him, where was this place? And he gave the exact location where the temple, where the carpenter shop was situated. And this devotee said, we used to have a center 3-4 years back in that very place. The Lord had taken them, but they continued with his jump and dance. Did not go away from it. This story came in the book distribution lecture. How the Lord, the reciprocate, he must have heard in Ireland, what devotee, he decided to spread everywhere the holy names of God on the bus. Nothing but just God on the bus. They had an advertising company, all the buses on the wall, they spent a lot of money. And he just said, Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. Everywhere they were watching Gauranga, nobody knew what it was. They were chanting. And then, one person, he became very inquisitive. And eventually, he went into the temple. He saw the devotees and Hare Krishna chant the names of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Gauranga. And suddenly, there was a video game came. There was a video game, and in that video game, Hare Krishna devotees are chanting. And one of the day, they are chanting Gauranga Gauranga. And then, when you play the video game, you shoot the Hare Krishna devotees. They didn't actually go to the video game. You shoot Hare Krishna devotees, and as many devotees you shoot, that many times you will get more Gauranga Gauranga. So in this way they are sending the video game. And in Australia, one young boy, about 14 or 10 or 10 or 12 year old boy, he picked up this video game and he became addicted to Hare Krishna. He would play almost 7 hours to 10 hours on this video game. Then he would play and he became so expert that because he became so expert, he would hear so many Gauranga's name while shooting at the police. And eventually this boy, one day his friend came to Hare Krishna temple. He didn't understand any philosophy. Somebody was giving a lecture. You see, when typical Western people come, if they don't understand anything, they leave the wall, stretch their leg in the temple, put their hands to their knees, and do their head there because they get confused only in the house, talking some philosophy which they don't understand. He sat for the whole class. He didn't leave. After the class was over, gurus are chanting. They were chanting Hare Krishna. And they kept on chanting Hare Krishna, did not make any sense to him. Suddenly in the middle of the Hare Krishna kirtan, this devotee was reading the kirtan, he started chanting Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. And his wife chanted. This is a very singular sound. They are chanting. And they kept on chanting for 10-15 minutes, the kirtan was over. That is what they gave very impressive. They said, what are you chanting? And they go over to the chapter of the holy days of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and explained everything. And this boy got initiated. And he told his story when he came to our temple. Personally, that this is how I became a devotee. But then he said, and playing on video games, and now we hear the names of Lord Chaitanya so much. As many Hare Krishna names shoot on the video game, every devotee was shot to chant the Lord's name. And in the video game, killing Hare Krishna, that is chanting Hare Krishna. Killing Hare Krishna, that is chanting Gauranga Singh. And this way, by hearing constantly the name of the Lord, favorably and favorably, he landed to the temple. He heard the philosophy, he heard the Hare Krishna mantra, he heard the Gauranga kirtan, and he became initiated devotee, the initiated disciple of the Gauranga Swami Maharaj. And then he went on his study, books in Los Angeles and Australia, giving the books of Sri Chaitanya. So therefore we see that the power of Krishna in his holy names and in his deity form is limitless. As Bhaktivinoda mentioning, he said, unless you worship the deity, we cannot experience it. So therefore Prabhupada in many places in the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially for the householders, he talks about worshiping the Lord in his deity form. In fact, in South India, when the father would give his daughter to marriage, one of the dowry would give him Shaligram Shila to his son-in-law. Sending the Shaligram Shila, because he would know that my daughter is going to somebody's house. Of course, before giving Shaligram Shila, they would have Shaligram Shila. But he would give a Shaligram Shila to make it very clear that my son-in-law will worship Shaligram and he would get Prasad. She would discover the Lord and he would get Prasad. And in this way, knowing that unknowingly, it is a very strong culture. Like I remember one devotee was telling, one Shankaracharya from Kanchi or some other place, a nice sannyasi, would visit different devotees' place, his followers' place. And some people had given up their practice. And he would ask them, will you take part in the village? Of course, will you take part in the village? He said, when you take part, at least, when you take part, he said, just before taking your bath, he said, bring whatever duties you have in your home. If you have no time, bring duties and place on your head. Duties or, you know, some kind of shila. And in this way, you also take part and bring duties also. Do some kind of duty worship to your Lord. Krishna is in the center, and the Lord comes in the center, one becomes very conscious. There are so many places in the universe to the rock of the life also. There are many channels, if you go to Kolkata, you see the Radha Govind in the readings, where you regularly go to the Holy Sakhati, worship the Lord. And his father gave the Jagannath to this one, the card, and he will take it up. That someone who is taking card on the streets in that area would organize Rath Yatra all over the world. He never thought like that. Even his parents thought about it. But it so happened, the scene was there from his early childhood. Taking on the Lord, chanting the names of the Lord, and distributing Jagannath Prasad. That small act was taught by his father became an instrument to spread the holy name all over the world. That is the power of the deity worship. Therefore we see in the Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj, when he was being with his parents, he had the first glimpse of the deity worship. Usually the Lord comes out of the womb, makes somebody as his father and mother. Shastra says, why did the Lord he takes that room. And then very long, to say, Parikshit Maharaj entered into the room of Uttara. And Parikshit Maharaj saw Angusha Maharamalam. How he was it? He was as big as the upper part of the Lord. And Parikshit Maharaj saw that beautiful of the Lord. And the Lord came out, and Parikshit Maharaj started doing this. He became so absorbed in looking for Krishna everywhere. But the next time he would go to the palace of his parents, grandparents. And then you see some of the things, yellow dhoti, the pitambari, something like pitambari. They would pull that dhoti. And then they would look back to the disappointed, oh, Krishna is not there. Then what was the end of Parikshit? Parikshit means one is always asking questions, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? And Bhagavatam explains, Sukha Goswami explains to Shambhara Devashi, that was the plaything of Parikshit Maharaj. Krishna Pirana Pukrida. And you play with the toys of Krishna. And Bhagavan talks about Jiva Goswami, talks about his toys, parents. He is from his father's childhood. Prahlad Maharaj also. Prahlad Maharaj. Very beautiful Bhagavan experiences that we can go. That what was Prahlad's play? Prahlad's play was just the Kirtan Gopala. Janavatan Namasteya. Krishna Karma Gita Atma. Prahlad Maharaj also absorbed in Krishna. And he was affected by Graha. We went to this southern temple. And in all southern temple there has to be Navagrahas. Nine Grahas. Because Navagrahas, if you are affected by Shani, if you are affected by Mangal, then your life is not very inauspicious. Constellation. It's a reality, it's a shastra. So everybody wants to avoid the effect of bad planets, especially Shani planet. So here Prahlad Maharaj is explained by Sukha Goswami. He was also affected by one graha, but that graha was known as Krishna graha. Because Krishna graha affected him, that whatever he saw around him, he only saw Krishna. He saw energy of the Lord. And because he was able to see energy of the Lord, nothing was affecting. Krishna graha grahita atma. Grahita means being influenced by this Krishna graha. Wherever you walk, happily you recognize the Lord's quality in Krishna Maharaj. And therefore, it's a practical thing. I remember when we got initiated the ideas of Gopinath, small Gopinath and Gopalji. And in the early time there was lack of pujaris. Very few pujaris. And getting Brahman initiation was quite quick. Now there are some devotees like they are waiting since last 12 years. So I remember I came to the temple next day I was got initiated. Within 3 months I got competition also. I got the moment to worship the deities. And then we had to worship morning tree. That time we didn't realize the value. Now there are 100 pujas we get once in a month to worship the deities. There is restriction, you cannot worship. You can only worship this much. All the Goswami temples in Vrindavan, Guru Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they established the pujaris. This pujari had to do all the offering from morning to evening. And so the family spread. Now if you go to Nandaram, Nandaram pujaris, there are 100 pujaris. And once in 3 or 2 years, they get for 20 days. And all the family come, wherever they are, whichever part of India they come, all the families come together and worship for 20 days. Because the next 3 days they don't need to worship in some of the prominent temples. So we start worshipping the Lord in the temple. Temple in the house or temple in the temple. Then wherever you go, I remember that we used to travel all over Maharashtra with good distribution. And we actually go to the companies, the big companies. And in most of the companies, the inside plant is very much polluted. But in outside there are beautiful gardens. The maintained beautiful gardens. So whichever you go, you go there for good distribution. Whenever you see flowers, what do they think? Oh, this flower can be very beautiful. This flower can be placed on the throne of the Lord. I can't take it. You would be traveling for months together. You would not get to see the deities. by selling nice shops which are selling ornament, by selling nice shops which are selling drop. You never think about yourself. You don't have to hear your philosophies. How not to think about one's own body. By thinking how not to think, you're thinking so much about your body. It's a negative contemplation. Not to think, when you worship in the service of the Lord in his deity form, then consciously or unconsciously you're thinking about Krishna. I need to bring this for the Lord. I need to buy this flower. I need to buy this one. I need to buy that one. And when you're outside, you're going to the Lord more wisely than you mentioned in the order. Because in Bombay, you don't get good flowers. There are seasons, some season you get nice flowers. And there are not fresh flowers. Travel to Bhattiya Road from Bangalore and this place and that place. The police sleeping on that. Not very beautiful flowers. They walk in this garden, in this place. And you see, you want to offer. So therefore, I remember another devotee's son. His father gave him a deity when he was very small. Some of them when he was born, as he was growing, he would stand in front of the trees. At least half an hour. I know this boy from his early childhood. And he was growing, he was 4 years old, 5 years old. He would stand in front of the trees and watch half an hour. Eventually, his father gave him God in that small daughter that gave proper deity. And one day he was worshipping the deities, and his shamar got stuck to proper deity. It was a clay deity, and the deities fell. And he got cracked, the deities broke. And then this boy, I think he was 5 or 6 years old, he went to the toilet and started slapping on his cheeks, loudly. He thought that meant to be a crack. And the mother said, what happened? He said, this is what I've done. And from morning to afternoon, he did not drink or eat. He was continuously chanting. He did not do it consciously. It happened while worshipping the Lord. But somehow this consciousness here is my own. I did this. And father came pacified and said, don't worry, you're not like, you didn't want to break them. So that happened while serving the Lord. The Lord did not take it seriously. Pacified him. And he brought him a brass deity from the tower. And the father is not very much into deity worship. So he didn't know how to. So he took the brass deity and he placed it on the altar and he was removing the deity. The son said, no, Baba, not like this. 5 or 6 year old boy. He said, you have to invite them from this deity to this deity. They have to invoke them. They don't come like that. You have to offer prayers. You can't just replace. There's not some statue, there's not some. Flower was here to move, here to beg forgiveness. And he offered prayers to Prabhupada. Please now, you come in this form of yours. Please accept my worship. So where did he get this consciousness? Of course, four samskaras. But we are watching every day how his parents, how he opened in the temple. Serve the Lord. Consistently for the practical stories. I told this story, very interesting. Whenever we do, very welcoming. I tell this story. This story is so old, if I was sannyasi. In Vrindavan. He told this story, he was crying tears. And this story happened 30 years back when he was distributing books in the Ramadan for the first party. 30 years back it happened. And he told that there was climax of the story, so I tried to get tears in that. He said it was in Boston. It was in Boston. The book distribution and then this huge buses, Radha-Dhamudra party had many buses, and in the buses they had Radha-Dhamudra deities and Gaudiya deities also. And there were so many nice stories. One time they were going worshipping the Lord and the bus was moving, and in 5 minutes the police stopped. They said, stop. They said, what? They said, you have tied somebody. We have some kind of small babies. We received a complaint from an old lady. She only saw the bus moving. She didn't realize for the deed. She went to the small children and then kidnapped these people. She complained to the police. She told them. And the police saw the deities and they are worshipping the Lord and they went away. Another time, this devotee told the whole bus went into flames. And the Lord, Radha-Dhamudra deities were there in his puja. He jumped inside the bus, so the whole bus was burning. He grabbed the ladies, he jumped out of the bus, and there was a small shop. He came to the shop, and there was a lady, and she saw this beautiful, gorgeous Radha Damodar. She exclaimed, "My God!" He said, "Yes, it's my God, not your God." He exclaimed, and then he stood there. When the bus was burning, he started fanning his deities. And his lady was amused. So the bus is burning, and he's fanning the deities. And he explained to one of the bus drivers the consciousness. So one of the pujaris, when he was worshipping the deities, they were far off in one place, and this is what the sannyasi told his story. He parked his bus, and he was offering the aarti. When they came to offer pushpan, the flowers to the Lord. The pujari offered flowers, and then he placed the flowers at the feet of Prabhupada, all the acharyas, Gaurav Nithai, Radha Damodar. And there was a young American boy, 3-year-old boy, watching this whole scene. There was a new phenomena walking, watching some golden dolls, and some tall, lanky American is offering worship. He didn't know what he was doing. When he saw this pujari offer flowers to the Lord, what was he doing? This 3-year-old boy and this devotee was standing down and doing kirtan. One told in this story, Bhakti Vishnu Madhav Maharaj, he was a brahmachari that traveled in that same bus. He said, this boy standing and watching him, and he had a hamburger in his hand. He was eating, drinking, or eating, and at the same time he was watching. When the flower was placed, this boy ran into his garden. He was eating hamburger with his right hand, he plucked some flowers along with his left hand. And he gave money to the bus. And he took the flowers and he threw them. And then Maharaj, he had given his hand. You know what? He said, I've worshipped so many times, worshipped my Govardhan Shila, Krishna Lakna. But that boy threw those flowers. He said, you know what? Maharaj is very dramatic. He was chanting, only here and there, while telling his story. He said, those flowers landed right at the feet of Radha and Damodar. He said, I can never forget that scene. Directly landed at their feet, both Radha and Krishna. You can't imagine that. So just imagine a devotee recollecting, remembering that someone when he was not conscious of what he was doing, throwing the flower from his left hand, holding the hamburger in his right hand, flowers falling at the feet of the Lord and tears coming from the devotee's eyes. How much the Lord must have liked it? How much Krishna must have liked it? There was the credit of worshipping the deity. The credit of offering puja to the Lord is so great. Nowadays, unfortunately, it's a great endeavor, it's a great decision on the part of Narada, Rishi Prabhu and his family to bring deities in Singapore. While in India, you know, there are many communities, one community in Bombay, and they have a head office in Bhuleshwar. It's a place for temple. And they have a huge office, and they have a godown, a kind of a, you know, front post. There's a godown, and that godown is filled with hundreds of deity sets. What the people do from that community, they can't take care of the deities. They come to this place, they offer monthly funds. He said, I will pay whatever money. They have some fees. You take care of the deities. On my behalf, proxy worship. Prabhupada said, you cannot have a proxy while worshiping the Lord. You have to personally worship them. So they give the deities hundreds of Shantiram Shilas, hundreds of Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, hundreds of Radha Krishna, deities, Ganesh deities. So one puja comes and hears Bhonsala Aarti. Bhonsala is one puja. And then everybody receives their quota. The deities have to work hard to get their part of themselves. They have to work hard to get part of their land. And he receives some. The Bhonsala puja. He gets it. And what he was? People say, no, we don't have time. Recently, what he was telling? He is not from Yogya Sampradaya. the Ranga Vaishnava, he is a doctor. And still very close to the devotee, he gave him to half a devotee. His wife is initiated devotee, his son. And the husband is an initiated guy. Every day for 3 hours he worships his deity. And then, when he had gone to one place, in one holy place, he met his doctor of the Ranga Vaishnava. For 20 years he had a Shantikam Shikha with him. But he couldn't take care of them. He was also busy, you know, cutting the patients, healing them, but he was not able to heal himself. He couldn't spend time to worship the Lord. But at the same time he was feeling, how can I send them back to my village? At the same time he was feeling, you know, I can't worship them. He was in this dilemma. And eventually he said, let me send them back so that I don't feel guilty. Eventually I forget that I had a Shantikam Shikha. Because they are here, every time he is guilty, I am not able to worship. So he sent his Shantikam Shikha back to his village in Ruby. People now forget. So that's what happens. It's not that people don't want to worship. Because when they neglect, the guilt kills them. When the guilt kills, keep them away as far as possible so that I don't have to worry about my guilty consciousness. They sent his deity, the Shantikam Shikha. And this devotee doctor visited his place within 8 days. And they didn't know each other. Some of them they came in contact in some place and met each other. And this doctor called to come to my home. And this doctor, he also doctor, and this devotee also doctor. He went to this Bhagavan doctor's house and they spent time. This doctor is so possessive of his deity. He has not trained the Shantikam Shikha. He spent 3 hours. He has got two fantastic cons, Lakshmi cons, which now cost about 15 lakh rupees. All of his money, of course, Krishna gives more money, his wife also assists him. 3 hours without really worship the Lord, and he never manual anyone of the family can give him much like that. What can he offer? He'll offer tap water, he'll offer everything now. Stop, and then you get Chandan from Tirupati Balaji, you know, gorgeous Vaikuntha worship, then you get Musk from Himalayas, then you get this special camper from some BS and Martax in Balaji's place, and then he offers everyday 10 to 4 lighter to his Shantikam Shikha. He says, if I give anybody what they do, they will only offer water and food. That is sufficient for the Lord, but already they are getting so much, why should they get less? So you never give it anyway. Very careful about taking care of all the things. But what he did was, some of the management travel over the travels to a Shantikam Shikha. Then suddenly he felt that to give one Shikha to this person. He would from his boss give Shikha, and then Shikha the exact, and the same quality, same kind of Shikha, with this man is sent back to Jesus. And he got that Shikha in his hand, he started crying. Just see how the Lord, even though I want to neglect him, I want to get rid of him, not with bad consciousness, the Lord is coming back to somebody else whom I don't know. And he was telling this story himself. This man told his story, he was crying. He said, I was trying to forget. And I am a Brahman, I am not a Brahman, I am born in Vaishnava family, and I am rejecting the Shikha. And this man, this devotee, he is not a Brahman, he is born in a Kshatri family, they are Kshatriya, they are fighters. He is worshipping the Lord so nicely. The Lord taught me lesson that how I should not neglect him. I should take care of the needs. So therefore, so this was a very great contribution. Like one scholar was mentioning that most Indian preachers that went to West, they were very apologetic about introducing deity worship. Therefore they were presented, whether they believed or not, in whatever philosophy, they presented the philosophy of devotionalism. Some were actually not following devotionalistic philosophy. But then they said, if we present deities in the Western world, that will not be the because deity worship and God consciousness for the 70 religions don't go well together. Anybody who worships the form of deity following some kind of weird religion. So this scholar writes in this one essay, he says Shiva was not a university. From the very beginning, in 1965-67, he wrote to the Singhania family. Because they were very famous, the mother of Singhania, she would have Mahalami every day in the house. And she had this policy, discipline, that anyone who sees the Mahalami has to pay fine. Her son, her grandchildren, so they have to pay fine, they have to come out of the car. So Prabhupada asked them, he said, please give me funds so that I can build a temple in New York, a large temple. And he did the degrees. He took the degrees, talked to them of the concept of deity worship, and it worked. It worked with so many people who started worshipping the deities, and two students taught the class about the deities are ready. Small story, two stories. The story was told by the very lady who experienced it. There is a lady in America, Los Angeles. Her name is Mrs. Rose. Elderly American lady. Her daughter became a devotee. She became a devotee. And when she became a devotee, the mother naturally, she is coming from traditional Catholic family. She was very much panicked. What is this? She came to meet Prabhupada. And after meeting Prabhupada, she became very happy with Prabhupada. And naturally, she became a member of trying to convince the parents of other devotees. She would organize a program and invite all the parents. I am also like this, my daughter is a devotee. Why don't you come and see how they behave? So Prabhupada writes in his book for her. And then one day she brought her father, who was about 80 years old then, he was 1970-71, whenever Rupani Dwarkadishwar is taught. She brought him to the temple. Now Los Angeles is close to Hollywood. So much of fascination is there on the material platform. So this man comes, she was telling the story. This man comes, and you come inside the door, you can see the deities. You open the door, right from the door itself, he opened his mouth, and he said, I have never seen something so much beautiful in my life. A Catholic seeing so many beautiful things in Los Angeles. He saw the deities, he said, I've never seen something so beautiful. And he kept on gazing at Rupani Dwarkadishwar for a long time with open eyes. He gave. And instantly became a lover of Rupani Dwarkadishwar. And when he was splitting his body, this lady was saying, you know what? He said, my father was surrounded by Ranan Maharaj. Sasol Maharaj. At least 3-4 sannyasis were there around him. Chanting of the name Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare.
He went back to God and simply by watching the deities, appreciating the Lord, and then appreciating his granddaughter's involvement in deity worship, involvement in preaching Krishna consciousness, and then the mother and the daughter and grandfather will stand in very speech and do distribution. Distributing the back to God and exit. This was in Detroit, another story. Prabhupada was in Detroit walking, morning walk. And Madhu Krishna Swami or Namaskar Krishna Swami raised this question. Prabhupada, he said, you know, people, the devotees do deity worship, but they're not very careful. He said, therefore we ask them to worship God in that. He said, in regards to worshipping God in that, there are no hard and fast rules. That doesn't mean that one should not be careful. One should not, you know, justify not following the rule of God is there. So he said, God is very merciful. And he said, that worshipping God, you don't need anything. You don't need any limbs of your body also. He said, one hand will do the worship then. What to speak of one, even half hand will do. This was in Detroit. He said, somebody worship. And then, the Prabhupada came back and in Detroit temple, very beautiful Radha, the Kunjini hands are there, Prabhupada are there, they are there, they are there. I read this in Bombay, I was reading the conversation of Prabhupada. When I came to Detroit, there is only body. His name is Govardhan Prabhu. And he tells you, his hand does not function. He has one and a half hand. He holds a bell from his forehead and here he holds a bell. Yeah, I think I'm not able to get right or right, left hand. Yeah, he has a left hand. And you are comfortable with his left hand. You are hard hitting the jar up there. And the TVs, the way we all are dressed, they are dressed so beautifully as somebody who dressed them. He said, go on the rulers. He has a half hand. Prabhupada told many years back that even half hand will do to worship the Lord. And here Krishna sends somebody to make the power of the statement and the power of worshiping the Lord with whatever facilities we have. Whether we have hands, we don't have hands. We have intention or we don't have intention. We have desire, we have no desire. Somehow that we can worship the Lord once in a day, twice in a day, thrice in a day. They take this place to us. And I was quite amazed that how this devotee, day in day out, in the winter season, when the puja is there, a lack of puja, and he spends so much time worshipping it 6 times a day. Of course, now he's looked out of that place, God looks out of that place to reach. But for many years, he worshipped God in that. So therefore, it's a very wonderful decision. Invoke the Lord, and that too marvel it is not very easy to worship, but ask in what sense that very easy. So to worship the marvel it is very delicate. Of course Krishna is delicate. It is not that marvel are delicate and brass are not delicate. Krishna is delicate. When we neglect Krishna, he does not become angry. He is perfect. From the right special Bhagavatam, when Krishna becomes the person, when we worship him, he is not very happy. When we neglect him, because the Supreme Person is supremely sensitive. And because he is supremely sensitive and devotee is neglected, people neglect him. He is not that kind of Lord who is going to punish us for neglecting him. But he punishes by being hurt. How can you give up my worship? How can you reject me? How can you look somewhere else? Therefore, this is a great gift given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada and all the great acharyas. Whether someone installs Gaudiya, someone installs Jagannath Bhagavad Subhadra, someone installs Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, whatever. But when you worship the Lord, then that experience, that feeling, that realization. Because bhakti is all about realization. When that realization comes, no, Krishna is here. I need to worship Krishna. I need to take care of Krishna. When I go out of my home, as I tell you, I feel that I am leaving somebody. And I cannot stay away far from Krishna. I need to come back to take care of him. When this consciousness drills within our system, then devotional service is become very practical, very easy. Our devotee in Bombay, his house is a very small house, 2-bedroom flat, and 1-bedroom he has turned into a temple with a Kashan designer. So being a Kashan designer, naturally, you know, he designs all of our outfit. Last 2 years, you see all the dresses of the Lord. It's designed by his devotee. And if you hear his story, how he got his deity, when he was in 9th standard, to college, from there he developed his desire to have his duties. And when he was in 11th standard, when his college professors and lecturers, and he was one of the, you know, the Vanda College, where the most Christian teachers are there. And when he saw he had such an intense desire to worship the Christian teacher, she took the lead role to collect money from the students and other teachers. And collected enough money so that he can buy big deities, almost 3 feet 4 inches deities. And when he purchased, he can't purchase a lot, and they gave him the shopkeeper. He said, I don't want anybody's money. He said, when you start a thing, you bring that money. I don't want the money which you have collected from your teacher. The
Yeah.